Graphic Audio presents an original story of James Axler's Deathlands. Deathlands number 143, Grave Capital. Then one of the sec men came crashing down in the mud, not 10 feet away from Ricky, as the monstrous swampies swatted him aside. The man landed in such a way that it was clear his spine was broken. Ricky didn't even know the poor slob's name, but that didn't matter now. He just ran and snagged the sec man's bow and quiver of arrows.
Thanks, man. I'm real sorry about this.
Then Ricky was back in the fight, defending sec men and targeting whatever muties came into his range. He'd used a bow and arrow, though not often, and it took some getting used to. But he knew the rules of the Deathlands as well as any survivor. Either learn on the job or die on the job. Ryan watched as the 11-foot-tall swampy grabbed the sec man called Bart, who discharged the final shots from his Colt replica into the thing's abdomen, to no effect other than a hail of sparks. It was too well armored, its thick, croc-like hide a natural shield. Bart was held for a moment in the beast's gigantic hands. Then the sec man was torn apart, torso shearing in two in a fountain of blood.